Industry groups are warning construction across Australia could slow down because building surveyors are struggling to find compliant professional indemnity insurance. State and territory governments require the insurance, and the policy must cover risks associated with cladding. But experts say the last insurance company offering policies that include cladding will pull out of the Australian market next month. Connie Aegis reports.
You can't build a house or an apartment block without a building surveyor signing off on the necessary permits. And they need professional indemnity insurance, without exclusions, to register with the regulator and practice. Building surveyor Greg Dempster says that cover has become hard to find.
We found out that our insurer was no longer providing insurance and that we only had an option of one insurer. That insurer would only offer us $5 million cover. We'd had $10 million cover for 20 years, and the insurance premium went from around $30,000 to $150,000. And it also had an exclusion on the insurance cover that excluded anything to do with the flammable cladding.
Insurance companies are concentrated on the risk posed by cladding on the exterior of buildings. After a 2014 fire, which saw flames quickly spread up the La Crosse apartment tower in Melbourne CBD. That incident was followed by an inferno at London's Grenfell Tower that killed more than 70 people. Darren Pavic is an insurance broker at Brick.
Around 2017, following the Grenfell fire in London, insurers started applying exclusions in relation to claims arising from combustible cladding. However, it's got to the point where, as we speak, there is only one insurer that's providing policies for new clients without those sorts of exclusions, and they've indicated that they will cease writing new business for new building surveying clients from the 2nd of July this year.
Greg Hansen is the director of Ausbrokers Countrywide. He says it's not just an issue for building surveyors.
Building practitioner boards are expecting fire engineers, building surveyors, building inspectors to supply proof of professional indemnity insurance. Those boards want the professional indemnity insurance to provide cover for cladding. It's got to sort of the ridiculous scenario of some practitioners' premiums increasing from $4,000 to $40,000 to try and find this cover, and now we'll get to a point where we get to the end of June where they just won't be able to purchase a cover.
The CEO of the Australian Institute of Building Surveyors, Brett Mace, says the issue could have consequences for the construction industry, especially in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria.
If building surveyors are unable to get professional indemnity insurance without those exclusions, then they can't get registered. What you would see is a gradual decline in building surveyors being able to offer approvals because they're no longer registered. And we understand in July there are a significant number who are up for registration in July. And what you would see is probably building work starting to come to a halt.
PM has seen an email from the Victorian Building Authority, the state's regulator, to a building surveyor informing the practitioner that they couldn't get registered until obtaining compliant insurance cover without exclusions. The Victorian government said in a statement that it's working with stakeholders on a solution to the problem, and it's recently met with them. Brett Mace was at that meeting.
We're not quite sure what they're up to now. They're meeting again. So we will see what happens when they come back with what options they're looking at. But my understanding is they would be looking at allowing some sort of exclusion.
Some legal professionals say allowing building surveyors to register with exclusions for cladding work is not the answer. Hubert Vachel is the principal at Barry Nilsson Lawyers.
I don't think that's practicable, largely because the consumer will still be at risk. I mean, the whole point of providing a requirement for a baseline for insurance is to ensure that the consumer out there has an ability to recover when these claims arise. In my mind, the only way this can be resolved is through government intervention. One way, and it's not a simple solution, would be to consider introducing a statutory-based insurance scheme. So in effect, the government would either provide a policy of insurance for building surveyors or perhaps supplement the policies out there to provide cover for cladding claims.
The New South Wales government says it's consulting with certifiers on a range of options to address the issue, including whether to accept professional indemnity insurance with exclusions for cladding in the short term to allow them to keep working. The Queensland government says it's doing all it can to ensure building surveyors can stay in business and to stop the construction industry from coming to a halt.
Connie Agius with that report.